I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. LSU has rejected financial proposals from the manager of its Shreveport and Monroe hospitals that would govern the sharing of computer services, utilities, and security. University System Healthcare Advisor Jerry Phillips says the documents submitted by the Biomedical Research Foundation of Northwest Louisiana did not meet the terms sought by LSU. Though management of the North Louisiana Hospital shifted nearly a year ago, LSU and the Research Foundation have been unable to reach terms on various financial contract details. A behind-the-scenes dispute over the contractual agreements spilled into public view last month when LSU sent the Research Foundation a collection letter demanding payment for $25 million in outstanding debts. Phillips says the hospital manager has satisfied the letter's immediate payment demands, but the documents still are a sticking point. A recent presidential poll shows Governor Bobby Jindal lagging way behind other potential candidates. KEDM's Ashley Lyons has reaction from the governor on the survey.
Governor Bobby Jindal is not concerned about poll numbers that show him receiving little support when compared to other potential presidential candidates. Jindal received only 3% in a recent CNN poll of New Hampshire Republican voters that listed 10 other candidates. Jindal says he doesn't look at polls.
I didn't look at polls when I ran for governor. First time I ran for office, I was polling within the margin of error, which means that I was at zero at that point, in all honesty.
Other polls taken have also shown Jindal failing to receive much support compared to other possible Republican presidential candidates. Jindal says polls don't mean much at this point.
I think at this point polls are measuring name ID, but regardless, if I were to decide to run, every time I've run for office, the reason I decided to run had nothing to do with poll numbers or fundraising.
Jindal made the comments in Washington, D.C. after unveiling a U.S. energy policy that was developed from his nonprofit group called America Next. The governor says he's thinking about running for president, and a decision will be made after the November election. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
A letter from Louisiana's attorney general appears to throw up at least a temporary roadblock for a parish that's considering lawsuits against oil and gas companies over coastal damage. Attorney General Buddy Caldwell says he won't approve a Cameron Parish Police Jury resolution to hire outside attorneys for such a lawsuit till the resolution is amended. Caldwell's September 15th letter says the resolution must make clear that those attorneys will represent the parish alone and not the state. Caldwell says he was concerned because court transcripts from a Plaquemines Parish oil industry lawsuit indicate one of the outside lawyers incorrectly claimed to represent the state as well as the parish. Cameron official referred questions Wednesday to attorneys who did not immediately respond to requests for comment about the case. The Louisiana Film Entertainment Association announces a plan to commission a study on the economic impact of Louisiana's film tax credit incentive program. The study is estimated at $150,000. Film Entertainment Association President Will French hopes the results of the study will show what the program actually costs the state.
We know what we are giving out in terms of tax credits. That can be tracked. But we don't know what we're getting back exactly, and those numbers are kind of hard to quantify.
The group will launch a Kickstarter campaign later this month to help with the cost of the study.